Well, hey there, and welcome to the Energetics of Emotional Eating podcast. I'm Emily.
This is Jen.
And, well, Happy New Year. It is, what is it, January 6th? January 6th now.
Yeah, first 2024.
2024. And, well, we are excited to be here with you. Hopefully you feel just the newness of the new year, and hopefully you're starting it out however you intended to start it out, with clean slate and ready to rock and roll. And you know, we're here to do that with you. So with that, we got something new to talk about you this morning. Jen, what are we talking about?
We're talking about New Year's resolutions. Do they work? And if not, what we might want to do differently, or what we can do differently.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Emily?
Yeah, no, I'm sure that I know I've seen a lot on, you know, all the social medias. It's the typical, like, what are your goals for the year? What are your New Year's resolutions? And then the new fad, maybe that's not the right word, because it's another just fun way to look at it, but just like the ins and outs, like what are you bringing in, what are you taking out? That's kind of fun to look at. And you know, the what's your word for the year, all this stuff that makes you kind of think of the year in a different light. I think they all have their purposes and their roles in, you know, in setting our intentions for the new year. But sometimes those things can, I don't know, get us in a pickle. And so that's what we are kind of touching on this morning.
Uh-huh.
But Jen had kind of a good, she was talking about the New Year's resolutions and kind of alternative ways to really think about it. And so I would really like to give the floor to her to dive into that.
Yeah, I would love to
take the floor.
Okay, so here's the deal. I'm going to just do a little riff. Let's discuss this. Okay, so New Year's resolutions, do they work? Do they not work? First of all, I think that's a question that we each have to answer for ourselves, because if New Year's resolutions are working for you, I am not here to tell you that they don't work. But for myself, what I can tell you, is that they didn't work for me. Like, they're a hard and fast thing for me that makes, like, it feels like a rule. It feels strict. It feels like if I don't stick to them, I messed up. I am a failure. And if that is a thing for you, I have been there, so I totally get it. The thing about it is that kind of calls out the perfectionist tendencies in us, and it actually really activates the inner rebel. So that inner rebel, it's like this little voice, the inner child, the littler version of me that didn't want to be told what to do. And so anyway, for me, New Year's resolutions sort of feel like that. And for that reason, they actually kind of made my quote unquote food issues worse. And so what I would like to point out is food issues typically are not actually food issues. They're actually a coping mechanism, a solution to a problem that we're having. And maybe food issues are actually stress management issues, because if I'm honest, my quote unquote food issues have always been about my feelings of overwhelm, or not feeling in control of my own schedule, stress, and all of that. I didn't give a solution. I just gave a problem. So stress management issues. So first, before I get into the solution, my solution, anything to add to that, Emily, or any thoughts on the matter?
As you were talking, I was thinking about it, because, you know, every year I've I've set goals because that's how I was raised. The first year, set goals. But, which I still like to do because it gets it out in the open for my eyes to see. But then I was realizing, how often do I actually come back and look at those? And the answer is not often. I just was actually looking over my goals from last year this morning. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that one. And so it just really reminded me that, you know, I kind of, just as another little side bit to what Jen was saying, I would, they don't necessarily work for me, but more so in the fact that I'm not setting my intentions right around them. But that's just a little side bit.
Yeah, well, I was thinking about intentions actually as you were talking, that actually goals, to be clear, I don't want to say that goals are bad, but like, because without a goal or a place you want to get, you don't, we're not going to do anything different, right? So goals are good, but I was thinking of the word intention as you were talking, because I wanted to clarify for listeners, I believe goals are good. And also, I like the word intention more than goal for myself, because it feels more hopeful. Like, I'm intending to do this. This is what I want to do. This is what I want the outcome to be. So I think I don't use the word. I was just kind of contemplating as we're discussing the word goal. And I think I kind of quit using the word goal, because for me, the goals, I either achieved them or didn't. And then from there, it was either like I succeeded or I didn't. But actually, I think I've sort of translated the word goal to intention for myself, because that feels more achievable.
Yeah, agreed. Because it almost like just makes it, goal to me sounds like the way end result, where I'm like, okay, it's a one and done. If I don't get it right the first time, then it, but intention is almost leading to what else I know that you're going to talk about. Intentions sound more...
Sorry. Go ahead. What does it sound more like?
It sounds more like the habit.
And yes.
So like setting, like, I'm intending to do this, so I'm going to take this one little step and do this piece that I know will help me get there or whatnot.
Yep.
So I'll let you continue on.
Well, yeah. So when we talk about goals, maybe it works better, and to try this on, take what works, leave the rest, I like to say. But goals maybe can become our intentions, right? So now we're talking about like what we intend to do in order to achieve the goal. And then, well, okay, so actually they're still there, the goals are there, but I focus more on the intention. And even delving into that even more, another layer for me is the habits, because the reality is that that's how our mind, our body, our nervous system even works, that it all works in patterns and rhythms. And so the more that we make things a habit, the things that work for us, habits, and keep building on those habits, an outcome, our intentions and our goals change too, right? Like we achieve them, we achieve the goals, right?
Yeah.
So the habit thing, what I want to give to you as a listener, or suggest to you, I want to give you this idea, is I want to share with you the thing that has helped me really the very most over all of the years, even better than a New Year's resolution that sticks, right, is having some sort of daily planner that, like, all the time, meaning every single day of the week, having some format of setting your intentions and then seeing if you achieve them. So over the years, this has changed for me from like a happy planner. There's a certain kind of planner that I really, really liked for a while, and then I realized it didn't really fit in my bag, so that kind of bugged me. So I got a different calendar, but I make sure that it has like spots for like the different times of the day. And now I've actually just been printing off of Canva a blank-ish daily planner that has like a section for filling in the times each day and the, what you're doing, and then a notes section and a blank little like other section for more notes, and or one of them says priorities, I think, and the other one says notes. But the point being that having some way to look at like, hey, revisiting, and this is what works best. Randall always, always do it, but most days I actually look in the morning at what I've got going on that day and look at what I, you know, kind of prioritizing what I've got going on, what I need to do, what I want to do. And then you want to revisit that at the end of the day or the next day or at the end of the week. Like, you get to choose that part, but it's like setting an intention, seeing how that worked for you, and revamping over and over and over and over for the rest of your life. Like, that's 4 years of doing that has taken me from constantly feeling like a failure and not even and then at points not even like setting goals, to actually feeling like I am constantly moving in the direction of changing my habits, which changes my, you know, then I get to keep setting intentions, and then I am reaching goals in all of life's areas. And the reason this matters, the reason we're really not even talking about food, is because maybe our food issues are just stress management issues.
Amen. Yes. Stress really is at the root kind of everything. So getting that under control is a big thing.
Yeah.
Mic drop. That was good.
Thank you for what you share.
Oh, thank you. Do you happen to have an intention that you would like to share with our listeners that you have been thinking about? Or
I really intend that this brings a lot of hope to the listeners. Mm-hmm. And for myself, what the word I chose, because that's kind of how I have looked at New Year's resolutions. I talk about New Year's resolutions, gals, guys, because I know that it's important to the people, but I honestly have turned New Year's resolutions into an every single day resolution.
That's good.
Constantly moving in the direction of where I want to go. Always learning and evolving.
Mm-hmm. Boom. That's good. So, I like it.
The word that I chose, though, because I do choose a word, is encouraging, because it is our default mechanism to look at what isn't working, what's negative, what we're frustrated about, and that's with myself and other people. And so my word for this year is encouraging, because I'm wanting to always be looking at or working on focusing on the positive, what I am grateful for, what is working, because what we focus on is getting more of that as a lot.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I like it. So, that's good.
How about you? You have a word?
I haven't chosen one yet. Okay. I keep thinking of some, but then I'm like, that's not okay. It yet.
It's okay. So, yesterday at Toastmasters, the Toastmaster says we can have three.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's a good idea.
So that's allowed.
I can't really decide.
After 10. Oh yeah, you can have a couple. You can have as many as you want. There are no rules. Mm-hmm. So Happy New Year's, guys.
Happy New Year.
This was helpful for you. I am doing something totally crazy, so check this out.
Crazy!
Yeah. I'm running a flash sale on my course. I woke up yesterday. So I'm going to just like repeat what an email we sent out said. So bear with me if you're an email participant, somebody on the emails. But I just realized, I woke up and I realized that it's not on the first day of the year that people really need help, or that we usually struggle with things. It's a brand new beginning. Yay, right? Mm-hmm. It's a weekend, right? It's a month in. It's 6 months later, right? That is when things start to feel like they might not be working. We messed up and then we get fresh and then sometimes we just give up, and that's when it matters. And so I decided to do something super crazy and actually discount my program 90% off. So literally this deal is hot. It's only lasting for 4 more days. If you haven't yet checked it out, been a part of Beyond the Diet, you're looking to change your habits, you want to have food freedom, check out the link below and sign up for the course because you don't want to miss this.
Boom.
Happy New Year.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We will catch you next week.
Ta-ta. Happy New Year.